What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Not the bee!
Hey, God.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Bella, get down.
Get down.
Dogs not allowed in podcasts. Don't breathe into the mic either. Because I noticed last episode.
I couldn't hear you.
I'm talking to you, Bill.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you are.
Smoking, breathing. I'm wheezing down the mic.
So you can hold it there and it picks you up fine.
Yeah?
Does that pick me up alright?
Maybe not you.
No, not me.
I can hold it a bit closer. That's the way.
Thank you for downloading episode 16 of It's Not Soccer Podcast.
That was
a little bit flammy, wasn't it?
Yeah, sounds like something a bit dodgy's going on in the room.
Maybe later after this wine.
Would you drink? Put that wine down.
Put that wine down, bitch. It's Not Soccer Podcast. Part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, well, I'm Bill.
Yeah, check me out. I'm learning slowly.
Yeah. Oh, my little boy's grown up. We are a sports comedy podcast, also part of the Podgods Network.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we do?
We talk
about
sports
stuff.
Yeah, sports stuff.
In a funny manner. Some would say comedy.
Yeah, some would.
Some would.
Some would.
Some people have. Some people. And still getting the people that are like, oh no, I don't listen to this on soccer.
No, because it's not funny. And they say it's funny, but it's not funny.
They're like, I don't listen to this on soccer. Yeah. You're like, why not? Like, I don't like sports. Mm. I thought, we don't like sports by the sounds of it. No. Stuff we talk about. We don't exactly make it clear enough. But yes, I'm Adam.
And I'm Billy.
And we've moved studios. Mm-hmm. We're at my house today.
We're at Adam's gaff this evening.
And why is that?
Football's on, and we've thought that, you know,
maybe Joe might want to watch a football, so.
Who's Joe?
My brother. We didn't want to turf him out in the living room, so he can watch the foosball to this.
That's usually what we do.
Mm. Well, hang on, it was a Champions League game last time, wasn't it? Was it Arsenal?
That's rubbish, though.
Arsenal Bayern
Munich. No one cares about that. But this is like, because it's England, we didn't want to say, wait, Joe, go upstairs and play FIFA.
Yeah, get out. Well, actually, when I was just going out of the shower at home, and I went in the living room and Joe's mate was in there. I was like, oh, yeah, doing? How you doing, man? You alright, mate? Yeah. He said, I was like, what are you doing here? Because he's always round at the weekend, which ain't a problem. He's nice as
pie.
He's wearing a white mouse. And,
mask.
Yeah, and I was like, strange to see you in a weekday. He said, well, I heard you was going out.
Oh, they must be planning it.
Yeah.
So did you have to do a schedule? It was like, we've discussed this, and, when Adam's round, I can't be round.
Yeah.
So, we have to work out a schedule, so.
It's house rules, man. It's house rules.
I found out that you were going out. I don't know if it talks like this.
And what
I found out you were going out, so I thought, I'll come round.
Yeah.
Is that how it talks?
No, not really, but you can make his voice up, you know.
That's how
Matt listeners will never meet
you. I can imagine a Matt, my name's Matt, so right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck you, I'll come round,
right? I'm a mouse.
No, not an actual mouse. That'd just be like really bad. That's like writing a character. Just saying, oh, it's Mousy Mouse.
He's a mouse.
What sort of voice would you give a mouse then? What is your mouse voice?
Mouse voice? It would be Mickey Mouse, wouldn't it?
Ha ha!
That sounded more like Mr. Hanky Poo.
Well, yeah, it's the same.
Ha ha ha!
Yeah, but. Ha ha ha! I don't know, I'm just doing fucking bird noise.
Yeah, I think so.
I used to love Steamboat Willie. That sounds really dirty when I say that. Like.
What is Steamboat Willie?
It's what Mickey Mouse was before he became Mickey Mouse.
Is that what his name was?
Yeah, if you look up there.
I can't bother to get up.
No, they don't go up. You can just see it from here. Behind Jack Skeleton.
That's Spider-Man.
In front of him. I've got Steamboat Willie. He's black and white. He used to ride a steamboat.
Oh, right. Okay, so.
Some kind of racist tendencies there.
Yeah.
I was saying. You got the mic a bit too close to your mouth, I think.
Yeah, I know. You say that I'm breathing into it.
Whatever you like. This is you, right? You don't do it in halves. You do it either.
Yep. It's either switched off or in my nose.
It's either switched off. no one can hear you,
yeah,
or you're like this. And it gets really like, the last episode, I kept hearing you go, oh, fucking scared the shit out of me. Like, all right, Bill, calm down.
Well,
have the mic.
It's getting loud.
By your chest.
Mate, I just like putting it in my face.
You know? Yep. Billy likes putting it in his face.
That's what I said.
So, should we just get on with the show?
Probably. Probably. I just make shit up as I go along, me. Alright. check out my dictionary.
What?
My dictionary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so should we just get on with the show? Actually, properly?
Yep.
Yeah. So what we do, we're going to sort of end this conversation about dicks and Steamboat Willies.
Yep.
And we're going to have that little bit of music that goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then we're going to be into another bit of chat.
Have we got that music? Do we use that music?
Yeah, that's the music we use. Do you not listen?
No,
do you not listen back?
No, I don't. I don't like the sound of my own voice, man.
Get used to it, Pim.
Nah. I have to get used to it. I've been living with it for 28 years, man. I still fucking hate it.
Things that you don't sound like, you sound like in your head.
No. I know what I sound like, and I just don't listen to it.
Okay. So, yeah. Take it away.
You want Paul Cacker?
I watched a film the other day called Safe, with Jason Statham.
What's it about?
It's about he keeps his girl safe.
Ah.
Because she knows the code to a safe.
Oh, no shit.
In an unsafe environment.
Don't. I bet that was the fucking advert as well, wasn't it?
No. But that's what I'm going to say it as.
How to sell a movie.
It's called Safe. And they went shopping at Safeways. No, I ruined it. Yeah. But no, yeah, no. They got, no. I hate it when I do that. I do it all the time. Yeah, but no. I do it and I don't realise I'm doing it.
Right, that got brought up in
Right,
that got brought up in a pub about 2 years ago. My football manager Piers
with
said,
me.
No, yeah, Piers my football manager Piers said that and he was like, he's like, fucking hell. He said, do you know how many times I say yeah nah? And he was like, or everyone, he said, you clock how many times everyone says it. So we've gone in the garden, about three or four of them have smoked a joint. Okay, so we've got pretty stoned. We've gone back in the pub, so we're having a few beers.
We don't condone drugs.
No. I'm just trying to paint a picture here.
Billy's talking about his wild days.
The wild days. Yeah. And his white lightning and shit and a bit of solid.
I used to do woodpecker. Remember that? Sorry. Do you remember that?
I was that kid, right, that...
grounded for nothing.
Yes. Right. No, I was that kid that didn't go down the park and get drunk with everyone.
Because you were grounded.
No, I had to work. I worked. I started working when I was 13, man.
Yeah, in the chimneys.
Chimneys, man, Admiral, all sorts.
Chimney sweep.
Chimney shoes. You ever seen chimney shoes? Don't try them chimney shoes. They're black and
chimney.
Oh,
that's racist.
No, that's not racist. Chimney shoes, man. That's that racist.
Say chimney again.
Chimney.
Chimney Warner. What are you talking about?
Because he had made a point of it.
Everyone was saying it, but it
was just a slip of the tongue. So people weren't saying it on purpose, but you'd be surprised at how many people. You ask, whatever someone asks me a question, or you imagine you as well. It's just like, yeah, no. And they were asking you, what did you have for breakfast? Yeah, no, bacon sandwich. What? What was that first bit all about?
It's like a different way of, because you don't want to say, because
you think I'll say that.
Yeah, but I do it all the time.
You just threw them all in there.
Yeah, I do, but I can. Because I go, I've noticed, and people probably listen to these podcasts, and they probably notice it as well, and they probably think, why does a man who can't speak do a podcast where it's audio?
Mm-hmm.
Because I listen back to myself, and I get really excited into a story. I want to tell a fucking long story, which would take 5 minutes. I want to tell it in 5 seconds.
Yep.
That's my problem. So what I do is I sit there and I take words away.
Right.
So I start saying something like, so now I'm really trying to not do it whilst I'm trying to explain the story. So what I do is I'll say, yeah, so what happened, like, and what happened is, and and you know they go, oh no, don't, and he goes, no, what happens is that, and then you get to the door, and then you say to the person, thinking, not the other person who was doing, but and I end up doing that, and I'm listening back, and I'm thinking, how does anybody understand what the fuck I'm saying? Because I can't understand what
I kind of got a little bit of a gist of the story there. It sounded like a man selling ice creams.
Milk and water.
Yeah. Milk and water or water and Coke?
Water and Coke. I can't even remember the old joke. It wasn't even a joke.
Shit, man. You do forget all your words.
Fucking tablet's going to die and all. It's got all my notes in it.
Forget all your words. Quick, is it charging?
No.
Why is it plugged in then?
That's not plugged. That's a lead.
That's not a plug, it's a lead.
No, because I was going to plug this in and I was going to play some music in the background whilst we talk.
It's not a plug, it's a lead.
No, it's a lead.
I wanted a lead, so I plugged it in.
The plug's upstairs and I can't bother to get it, so I'm going to sit down, look at me notes, and I'm going to, like, memorise it. I'm going to take a picture of me. Do you know when people do that? I'm going to give it a memory photography or something. Mental picture, that's it. And I'm going to take it of these ones. Shit, I'm looking man. At it.
That's what level I'm on. I didn't even understand a mental photography.
What the fuck is a mental... No, I said memory photography.
Oh, right there, mate. Sorry, man.
I don't know why I made a joke of it. Coke and water.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know why I made a joke of it. It makes sense now.
Fucking laugh at me. I'm being serious. But yeah.
It goes either way, man.
I do it all the time.
Though. No, but yeah. Yeah, but no.
I think I said, I think once I even said, yeah, no, maybe, in one go.
Mm-hmm.
I went, yeah, no, maybe.
Well, hang on a sec. Which one are we having? You've thrown them all in there
exactly.
now.
Exactly. I think I did it. And, yeah, no, maybe, I don't know. And then I just probably did the whole blah, 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 like I'd usually do.
Yeah. You do that a lot.
How does anybody understand me? Tweet me at Barker Podcast and say, Adam, I'm glad you brought it up. Because I thought you were having a stroke on every episode. Because I'm fucking mumbling speeches. Because Will picks it up on the Oddcast if it had again.
Does he?
Yeah, cause I think I was like, Leonardo DiCaprio. Instead of Leonardo DiCaprio, I go... Leonardo Caprio.
Yeah. Just slam it all in a one.
I go, Leonardo Caprio.
Man, you used to do this with your food. You used to chuck your pizza in your burger. Oh, are you too lazy? You get lazy with everything now. It's not just food. You can't be bothered to eat. It takes too much time eating the two. Right?
I cook dinner and have sex at the same time. Cook some eggs on the back.
Yeah. Cook some eggs on the back. Man, hot shots.
Pot shots. Did you fucking look at the food on the telly?
KFC. No, I didn't say pot shots. I said hot shots.
Oh.
When he fries an egg on a belly, grilled some bacon.
That's why I'm so fat, because I did. I used to, instead of having a slice of pizza and a burger, or, like any normal person, a slice of pizza or a burger, I would say, I'd have a slice of pizza and a burger, but I don't want to look too greedy.
No. I'll just chuck a sausage roll in there as well.
I'll stick... Oh, fuck, yeah. I'll stick...
Yeah, I just saw your eyes go. You did, didn't you?
I'll stick the slice of pizza in the burger so no one will know I've got two.
Didn't we all think? Because you called it the Barker Burger. And we all knew about it.
But I wasn't fat at school.
No, you wasn't. No.
See, I got away with it.
No.
Like, if I was the fat kid at school, the fat, greasy kid, and I was calling it the Barker Burger, people would be laughing and going, look at that fat... prick. But because I was...
Look at that fat prick.
Yeah,
no.
But because I wasn't fat, I was skinny,
yeah.
And I had it, and I was eating it, I think people were a bit like, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's a nice burger.
That's,
like,
that's
we all ate it.
That's a tasty burger. Yeah. That's what it was. People were like, that's a tasty beverage.
I'm not dissing you for it, man. It was a nice burger.
It's one copy, mate.
But I tell you what, I really wish... I've just taken a mental photographic of your face when I said the sausage roll. Because there was a sausage roll, got introduced. It was only around Easter time or Christmas time. I think it was a special thing.
Never fucking time, I don't know. It wasn't seasonal. It was just if I could afford it. But you got
it's
them,
Tuesday. I got $2.
This sausage roll that wasn't like a long sausage roll like people were thinking, because sausage rolls are quite long, aren't they?
Yeah,
I'm talking like they were quite. It was a small. You know when you get like. See, I'm doing it again. I'm trying to say 100 things in 10 sentences.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you get sausage rolls in a pack, and you put them in your oven, they're tiny.
Yeah,
it was just a big version of that, so it was fat.
Yeah,
but I used to squash it into a burger.
Yeah,
with a slice of pizza.
Yeah, I like sausage rolls. I bought a couple of sausage rolls Barker yesterday.
Burger.
I went to Greg's, and I stood at the counter.
I saw your tweet.
Did you see that? I said to the woman. So what do you want? I said, I'll have a couple of sausage rolls, please. She went, is that two? I did. I just looked at her and I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, it is two, yeah. I didn't want to ask for anything else.
Why do people ask stupid questions like that?
Oh, I know, but the thing is, I've asked stupid questions, but... Come on.
I do not.
Yeah, but I don't ask. Prick.
You fat prick.
I don't.
Now you've been waiting until I get fat. You be like, you fucking Barker Burger, you fat prick. I've been waiting 14 years to say this. Well, say that. I've been fat for the last 6 so. But you've only just remembered.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the tablet. Tablet's turned off. We have no notes.
We have no notes.
Don't worry, I've got a memographic photograph.
A memographic photograph? You just make. Yeah. Shit.
This is the podcast that makes up words.
What was that? What did I say earlier? Parabably.
I was meant to say
perhaps and probably. I've got a thing about mixing up my words. So you skip out words. I don't. I just throw words together. I do it a lot. Two words in one.
But that's why I'm so good at Twitter. Because I can take words out of a sentence and still make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think I can. But sometimes my tweets don't make any sense.
I tell you, that's why.
Do you know what I hate about Twitter? Is when you go to write a word. A sentence, you try to get 140 characters in, and then it says you're writing it out, and then you know you're going over your limit because it goes into little red, it goes, oh, minus one, two, three, and then you think, right, and you've written the whole thing out, and you're like, what can I take out?
What can I shorten? You, we're just going to swap YOU for you.
This, and that's when I start, because my phone does auto stuff, that's when I start taking out apostrophes, so my grammar goes, I'm like, well, I'm taking that apostrophe out, that's an extra character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the, I don't need a.
Yeah. So, you just chop it up like that?
I don't need that, I don't need that. Oh, don't need you. You doesn't need to be spelled Y-O-U, it can be you.
You. And the thing is, I hate
I don't
abbreviating
and
words.
I do a little and symbol.
Yeah, words, especially words like you, alright, if you're just going to chuck a you in or whatever. If I write a text message, I don't like text talk. From someone where it's, you know, words have been shortened like that. You know, there's no need for it. You know, don't be fucking lazy. Alright? I've seen people write.
Yeah,
with a pen on a paper.
I've never done that.
And do that. You're like,
I've done it to myself if I'm writing shorthand quickly to remind myself of something. Yeah. But I've never done it in a letter to someone. But that's because I know how to write.
I've written a tweet. I've probably written only about 3 or 4 tweets before, which I thought have been really funny, but they go into the red and I'm like, nah, fuck it. I'll just fuck it.
I can't be, because now it's not going to make any sense.
Yep, delete, don't save. Nah, fuck off.
That's why I admire some really funny tweets on Twitter, because they've managed to get it in.
Squeeze it in.
They've managed to write something.
That's what I like. Yeah.
And a comment.
Yeah, to be funny in that amount of characters.
Like, you know when you can do that on... You can't always do it, but you can do it on a lot of Twitter platforms where you can RT and quote it as well.
Yes, yeah.
And I like doing that because it's funnier.
Oh, so if you quote the tweet, are you meant to write RT?
No. Some of them come with RT and you quote it, or some of it just says quote and it has it in all, the little speech bubbles.
Yep.
Has them in, like, quotations.
Yeah.
And you can just write something next to it. I prefer the RT just so you know where their tweet starts and yours begins. Or
whenever I quote someone, right?
What do you use in your phone? As Twitter. You use the Twitter app that comes on your iPhone. You don't use Echo Phone or nothing.
No.
Okay.
No, I just use a Twitter app. And whenever I, if I quote someone, it'll only be like Uber Facts or Facts of Life or something like that. I'll just try to take a piece out.
Everyone does.
But am I meant to write RT?
No, because you're quoting it, people know, because it already says at Uber Facts.
Yeah, so it says that. But what pisses me off, at Facts for Life, they come out of some shit, and I've got a great response for it, but I've written 3 letters and then I'm over.
Yeah.
I'm like, right, fuck you then, bollocks.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You guys, you've missed out on some funny shit.
You just write anyway. Just try and just what you got to do into her. But then someone's. I think someone told me once. Oh, you can use the too much information thing where you it makes your tweets longer. I thought, well, then what's the point of having Twitter? Because Twitter's supposed to only be short and simple. It's when you want
to
keep.
I don't want to know how to use it.
No,
I'd rather not.
I don't think you can use it on your phone. I think it's only on. You know, if you can use it on your phone, then it's going to be complicated. Whereas you can write a longer tweet, where if it goes over, it then sends a link to another page that has the rest of the bloody tweet. And you're like, well, no, I don't want to fucking write. That's what Facebook's for. And that's why I don't use Facebook anymore.
Have you used that once before?
I think I used it once, and I was like, I don't want to use it anymore.
I think it was ages ago, because this is when I questioned it. I was like, Adam's written something there, and it ain't finished. I was like, where's the rest of that shit?
And he clicked on it, and he said, you fat prick.
Yeah. No, I didn't even click. I was like, I can't be arsed. I'm a lazy social networker. Right, it's easy. Right, it's easy with Instagram, because I go on, I see a picture I like, double tap, bob.
I like pictures.
Yeah, I'm in and out. Okay?
I like the visual.
I could just click, that's like just job done. Okay, Facebook.
The memographic.
Facebook, you write the memographic. Photographic.
Memography.
So then Facebook, you write a status, and then you've got interruptions in day with people liking it, and then people commenting on it, and then other people commenting on it, and then people having conversations over your status.
I hate that.
Right? So then that's why I haven't used Facebook for ages, because I can go on Twitter, and no one cares about me on Twitter, so I can just write whatever, I can write this shit.
Oh, but we care about it.
And then I'm not going to get, you know.
Don't stop.
Notifications. I'm not going to get. Sorry. I'm not going to get notifications about this. So-and-so likes your status, so-and-so retweeted this or whatever. If I get one retweet, I'm like, well, okay, cool. That's cool. But I like that I can just write it on there and then that's it. I like the fact that on Twitter I've got people that I know and then people that I don't know, but I can write what I feel.
What I like about Twitter the most is the fact that I don't know how this podcast has become a fucking.
We're just
Twitter
talking
podcast.
About social networking,
yeah, isn't but what I like about it the most is the fact that, and it's not that I know it's weird, isn't it? It's not that I like talking to strangers.
Yeah.
So I like talking to people with the same interests as me.
You're only going to find them on social networks.
Yeah,
like.
Because you find out on
you're
Facebook.
Boring fuck.
Sorry, mate.
There's only so many times you can write on Facebook. Anyone put a pizza in their burger? As a status.
Get over it, man.
Yeah, you fat prick. But on Twitter, it's nice. And like, if I want to talk about something, and you hashtag it, or even you just write it.
Yeah.
Say there's a TV show on, and I'm sitting here live tweeting as a TV show's on. You'd be surprised
be good.
The amount of people that are tweeting along with the show as well. Mm-hmm. And you start talking to them, and then you'll find them funny, they find you funny, and then you kind of start chatting to them.
Mm-hmm.
So then you follow them, and then you start seeing their tweets. Mm. And that's what I like about Twitter. That's what I love about it. It's not meeting. You don't meet anyone.
Okay, all right. It's
it's not often you really meet people on Twitter. They're a social network.
Yeah.
They're there to kind of like... Obviously, with us being a podcast, we like to get new listeners. But it's hard to go out there. This is what I've come to a conclusion a while back, and I kind of like push now. There's no point me telling somebody out there who doesn't listen to podcasts to listen to my podcast.
But do you think, right, with Facebook,
people
know you too well?
They ignore it.
To ignore it, or they know you too well, and... They're not that interested, okay? Whereas in Twitter, people don't know you that well, so then they take an interest, okay?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's...
Well, they're on there to look for things, and things are the same interest. If I turn around and say, oh, I did a podcast the other day, and we sat down and we talked about fucking water and Coke, and they're like, I like water and Coke. Maybe I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
I'll give them a link, and then they listen to it, and they like it, and then they tell their friends, and then they retweet it, and then they tell their friends, and then it kind of snowballs.
Mm.
Or it doesn't do nothing.
Yep.
Or they listen, and then I've done this before.
Yeah.
A while back, when me and Billy started, have we actually introduced a show yet?
Yes.
Okay. But a while back, when me and you started the Oddcast.
Yeah.
Podcast, which it's about 80-odd episodes in now.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that? 84, I think, now.
Oh, 84. I retweeted 83, I think.
Well, no, but by the time this comes out, yeah. I was trying to be clever.
Don't try.
When we started the Oddcast, and it's explicit.
Yeah.
We talk bad language and
yep.
It's not there to offend people. This is the difference between a lot of podcasts I've seen out there. Some podcasts, and mainly American podcasts,
mm-hmm.
not naming one specifically, but I know what it's like. They go out to shock value.
Yeah.
They say things for shock value.
Yeah.
Well, I want to offend somebody. Just, you get offended, that's your fucking problem. If not, no, we don't aim to offend anybody in our podcast. We don't come out there. If we make a joke about gays, we're not aiming it at gays.
Nothing's malicious.
No, and we're not a racist podcast. Mm. We're not homophobic. We're not rude.
Unless it's John Terry. We did cover that last podcast.
No, but even if we call people cunts, and there's basis behind it because it's our opinion.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So we're just sitting there saying we don't like somebody because of the things they've done. I wouldn't just sit there and say I don't like the Queen.
Yeah.
Why? Because she's got a shit hairstyle.
Don't you judge me.
You know what I mean? But
that's what she says.
Yeah.
My hair. My hair, motherfucker.
Yeah. From New Orleans.
That's how she talk. What she talk about my hair?
Yeah, boy. What the? But anyway, yeah, when we first started the podcast, I remember I was like, right, this is when we're first starting the podcast, and now start getting out there to people saying, right, we need to get people to listen, mm-hmm. not knowing where to look.
Yeah.
So I got on Google+, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll see these people because I know these people like podcasts because there's podcast communities out there.
Mm-hmm.
And got talking to these people, and I don't think they were our demographic at the time. Maybe I thought they were, because I don't see anything we say as rude or anything we say as malicious or offensive. And I told them, and I said, so, well, if you like Adam and Joe, which is a podcast that I'm a big fan of that they did, they're like, oh, I love Adam and Joe, it's brilliant. I'm like, yeah, we
never heard of them.
But I was like, yeah, that's kind of what my show's like.
Yeah,
that's what I in my head I had that thing. Yeah, maybe I'm a bit like Adam and Joe.
Yeah.
Thinking in my head.
Do you want me to change my name to Joe?
No.
Get Joe Randy.
Yeah.
You swap me for Joe.
Adam and Joe. In my head, I'm thinking of the Adam and Joe TV show.
Remember that.
Right. Okay. The couple of guys where they used to do a TV show. It used to be late night, so they used to be really rude and sort of take the piss out of it. But it was never malicious like us. They'd joke and banter about stuff.
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking that, but they did a podcast, which still wasn't quite rude, but even now and again, a bit explicit, but they did a radio show. Anyway, I'm like Adam and Jojo, and these people were like, oh, cool, I'll have a listen. I remember this lady listened. This is lady. There you go. I'm going for the wrong demographic straight away. Yeah. She's like old. She's like in her late 30s, early 40s. I've downloaded your podcast. I'm going to listen on the train. I've got a 4-hour journey on the train. I'm going to listen to a couple of them. I was like, oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you know what I mean? So for me at the time, like, I had a few people listening. I was a brand new person. I found a new listener. And then she said, right. And I think she messaged me on Google+. Yep, cool. Just about to listen to your podcast on the train. I'll tell you about it, what I think about it later.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, cool. Expecting her to tweet me back or message me back later about 4 hours' time. I got a message 20 minutes later. Hi, Adam. And it was in a message. It wasn't in open. It was like a private message.
Private.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit. I was like, oh, okay. Hi, Adam. I started listening to your podcast, and I had to turn it off after 2 minutes. 2 minutes! I was like, oh, okay, why is that?
She didn't even give it a chance.
No, I was like, why is that? And then she sent me this lengthy message about how rude we were in the first 2 minutes. The first
what podcast
2 minutes?
Me and you?
This was the Oddcast podcast for me and you, Bill. And I listened back, and I can understand why, right? Because this is how the podcast started. Right. I won't tell you the rest of what she said, right? The gist of it was a case of...
You're a couple of cunts.
We were fucking rude, and we didn't include the listener. And if any listener walked in... So she put this analogy in, right? Imagine me walking into the pub, seeing you, walking over to you, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth and your friend's mouth is, what a load of cunts. And I've never met you before. And I'm like, right, okay.
So,
what? Yeah. So, I'm sitting there. I was like, okay. So, I listened back to the episode we put out.
Yeah.
And this is how it started.
Yeah.
Right? Granted, the audio, I thought would have offended her more than anything.
Yeah. Because it was pretty rainy.
It was pretty shit. But it wasn't. It was the content. And the content was... We started the show, had a little tiny theme tune, which was not even that great, and it lasted 10 seconds. And then first thing that
it was
starts,
a circus tune, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then you You, Bill.
Yeah, me.
You turn around.
Damn straight.
I say, welcome to the podcast. And you go, right, do you remember this wanking thing, right? And you start talking about wanking. And then you start going, man, and I start going, oh, what, like Pee Wee Herman wanking in the fucking cinema? And you go, yeah, that fucking, yeah, wanking. So this lady, she was turning around. Don't look at my dog wiping her bum on the floor. She's scratching her ass across the carpet. Bill, we're on borrowed time here.
Sorry, man, she's enjoying it.
We're on borrowed time here with this bloody battery and this mixer. But anyway, so yeah, so this woman, she's pretty much listened to the podcast. I only listened to 2 minutes. We offended somebody in 2 fucking minutes. Because we're talking about wanking and shit. And she put it as a case of like, oh, if any new listener comes in, so you should start talking about wanking and that. I'm like, yeah, but I don't find that offensive. I find it funny.
What, is she a nun?
No, but she's like, well, I'm just not. And she never spoke to me ever again after that.
Is she still on Twitter?
No, it was Google Plus. I don't think it was Twitter. I think it was Google Plus.
Oh. Well, she, well, I'm a little bit proud. I'm actually quite proud that I've managed to offend someone inside 2 minutes and they won't listen to any more podcast.
In a way, I kind of, yeah. I was a little bit like...
Can't please everyone, but to have a...
But still, I was like, oh my God, 2 minutes? You didn't even get into the actual show. That was just us talking shit.
I told my best joke about 10 minutes into that show. I've got hiccups now.
But no, he was just mental. That's what I mean. That's the whole thing about love. Getting when we started the show on Twitter and that. I don't even know where this conversation started, but everyone that's listening are probably thinking, yeah, you were talking about something. I'm like, I don't know what we're talking about. We talked about some lady that we offended on Google Plus. I'm sorry if we offend anybody with our language and this sports comedy podcast.
Yeah, we don't sit out to offend people. Yeah. You know, obviously we're not going to make everyone laugh, but we are just trying to make people laugh. I've got bad hiccups.
And I'm sorry for people listening to this sports comedy podcast, which is, we haven't even mentioned sports once.
No, we've been talking about social networking.
But we can change that. But because we're like a sports podcast.
Yep.
Sports comedy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we usually have like a game on in the background whilst we're kind
yes,
of
watching. Yes,
it could be any sports.
Oh, any sporting event, yep.
But it's usually football. Yeah. Because... Yeah. Let's face it.
It's always on.
It's always football. And it's because we like watching football. Yeah. I think it's the only sport me and you actually do like together. Because you probably like other sports, and I probably like other sports, but this is the only sport we can actually think.
We share.
I will go and watch it with you. Like, if you say, I'm going to go and watch an NBA game, I'd be like, I'm all right.
Nah, you wouldn't.
But if I turn around and say, oh, you want to watch American football with me, you'll be like...
No.
Exactly.
No, I wouldn't.
But we're not rugby fans, are we?
It's one of the things, if the World Cup and that comes around, I'll watch it. I haven't got a team to support, so I don't see the...
Yes. I don't think any rugby fans have a team to support. They just support their country.
There's like a league.
Rugby league.
Yeah.
No, but
and rugby union, there's two different types, isn't it? There's supporters, man.
Yeah, I know, but
people it's like that, though,
isn't it? No one cares about the Wigan Warriors.
Yeah.
And the Bradford Bears.
Is that what they're called? I don't think it is.
The Leeds Harlequins.
No, there's two different teams. Leeds Rhinos and where are the Harlequins from?
Hull Harlequins.
I don't think so.
Bradford Harlequins.
No.
Bowser and Harlequins.
Possibly. It's probably closer.
I don't know. But I'm just not interested. And it bores me, because do you know what it looks like to me? It looks like every time I see it on Sky Sports, and they have like rugby league or rugby union club level, it looks really cheap.
I just turn it off.
Stop. And do you know why? It's because you see it, when you look watching a football game, say at White Hart Lane, Upton Park, and that, the stands look really nice and everything, and the fans are going mental. And it looks professional.
Yeah.
Looks proper classy. Mm-hmm. Then you watch like the rugby union and rugby league games, and they just kind of like... Have a couple of the stands. Maybe they're leasing a stand, a stadium off one of the League Two football teams or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can see there's no class because you can see like a burger van sort of in the corner. Do you know what I mean?
Was that England's game the other night? There was a burger van in the corner. I saw that.
Or you can see people walking around the outside. They're going shopping.
Yeah. They're walking past the park, through the park.
Yeah, they walk through.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're walking their dogs.
Yeah.
Got H&M bags and that. It's not,
there's someone sitting there waiting for a bus. The bus pulls up next to the pitch.
They have to stop the game.
Yeah.
Let this person cross.
Yeah.
Like, oh, bus is coming.
There, watch out. Lollipop man.
But it just looks cheap. Doesn't it? That's why I was thinking it looks cheap.
It does, but I think it's because rugby's still growing quite, you know, in England, of course. That's where, you know, it's where it comes from, but it hasn't been a real professional sport for that long.
No. Well, I think it's more the fact that most of the supporters of rugby are playing the game.
Yeah. But there's not as much
they can't
money
watch
in it
the
as
game
football.
If they're playing in it.
Yeah.
And well, then most of their supporters are their family.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only there because they have to be there.
Yeah, they're sitting there like, fucking hell, where's my bus?
Yeah. Or, you know, and the people that in the towns and that, like Wigan's a big rugby town.
It is. You know what I mean? It's bigger rugby than it is football. You see the Wigan stands in football, it's empty.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're all watching the rugby.
Mm-hmm.
But then the majority of people in this country, it is one of the things in this country, you have to either be a rugby
or football.
Yeah. You can say I like both, but yeah. Most people that like both don't really like any of them that much.
I tell you what, I saw my nan on Mother's Day and she asked me about football. And she was like, are you still playing? I said, yeah, I'm still playing. And I sort of spoke to her about this and that. And then she said, I don't really like football. She's like, I don't like football. I don't see the point in, which is every, you know, anyone that doesn't like football, they all say, well, I don't see the point in 22 men running around kicking a leather ball or whatever.
Well, they don't all kick it at the same time. That's
no,
a stupid
exactly.
way of saying
it. Right, but, and then she was like, you know, and then she goes on to rugby. My nan likes rugby. She's a rugby fan.
Okay.
My nan, my little nan, she's about 4'5".
Does she used to play rugby?
She does, she still does.
She still plays rugby now?
Hook.
She plays for the Harlequins?
She does, yeah.
We wouldn't even know she did.
No, that's it. I'll text her and ask her where the Harlequins come
is.
From.
Yeah. She said, I'm waiting for a bus.
Yeah. She just scored a try.
Yeah, half time I'm going to go and get a burger from the burger van. That's what I mean. But no, people either like rugby or they like football and that's it. But then it gets really kind of like, you know the types that like rugby.
Yeah.
They're the types that hate football.
Yeah.
And they're quite big guys and they're mm-hmm. kind of like, no, football's a pussy's game. And you're
football's
like,
a man's
yeah, pussy. But you're like, but why do you need to fight in football? So,
yeah.
What do you have to do in football to prove it to be manly?
There's a difference, right? And they say, right, yeah, football's for pussies and that. But, right, if I went to tackle you, right, at your legs, right, with my shoulders, yeah.
What do you mean?
If you was running with
does that make
ball,
any sense?
Right, and I went to tackle you, and I've come in at your legs with my shoulder, yeah, and my arms.
Oh, you rugby tackled me. Alright, why didn't you say that?
Because I'm explaining the two different types of fucking tackle, man.
You made it really.
Would I do that in football?
No, you're not.
Well, there you go. So then you just know that that's a rugby tackle. Yeah, I don't need to specify what sport it is. Well, I thought you was talking about diving. Swimming. No. Right? So if I come in your legs, right, it's gonna take you down.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel it, but it's not gonna hurt that much. If I went and tackled you at your legs, with my legs, with my feet, and went flying in, it's gonna hurt a fucking hell of a lot more. It's they're two completely different sports, so I don't see why people make these comparisons between the two sports, because they're just completely fucking different. You know?
Yeah, of course.
Rugby's better than football. Rugby's completely different. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's a fucking
idiot. Yeah. Water tastes better than Coke. You're like, does that make any fucking sense?
Yeah.
Of course it tastes better than Coke.
Yeah. Nice analogy there, Ed.
I could see it.
Yeah.
And I completely missed it. Yeah. That's the problem. Fucking complete the fuck that. But I'll leave the analogies to you.
Yeah.
You and your fucking food analogies or whatnot. Yeah. But no, when they sit and say, oh, football's a pansies game. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, how? And they're like, oh, look at them falling over every time they get kicked. You're like, I'm not being funny. Half these players are fucking sprinting, right? If you went up to Usain Bolt and you fucking, he was sprinting past you and you fucking kicked him in the leg, he's going to go fucking flying.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even say, get up, you poof.
Don't dive.
You know, fuck, you kick me. Yeah. Momentum's going to keep me going. I'm going to fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, granted, you do have the players that do dive. That's a nasty part of the game, which
they're the players that have got good ball control and run with the ball, right? And if they dive, I don't agree with diving at all whatsoever, alright, but these players get kicked about all of the time, right? Mm. So when something happens repetitively, right, you grasp it and you learn, and then you learn how to expect when it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Say so someone's coming in to tackle you. It's happened 100 times before. You know, you're running with a ball, you can judge by their body movement when they're going to put in a tackle or whatever. So some of them will go down with a touch, but I don't, like I say, I don't agree with it, but it happens, man.
It's people that don't watch football a lot, and it's the ones that pass judgment all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, dog. People can hear you, you know.
Yeah.
Looking at me like that. Don't you dare. got my dog here.
Yeah, she's going
to
jump
listeners up. And listeners, like, what are you talking about? Who are you talking to? You talking to Bill? Yeah. I got my dog. Bella, go away, please. Go lay down. Go. I'm not editing this bit out. Go lay down.
Yes. Go lay down, Bella.
Yeah. Anyway, don't go over and start talking to Billy.
Talking to the mic, Bella.
Oh, don't you slobber. Go away. Go lay down. Go.
I shouldn't encourage it, really. Get down, Bella. Good girl.
Listeners, good girl. Listeners, good know how disobedient Bella. You are. Don't call her a good girl. I just told her to go lay down.
Well, look, fuck you, look, yeah.
Bill, this is like the rugby and football argument right here. Yeah. This is an analogy. You're not listening. Not helping yourself. Anyway.
Go on.
What was I going to say?
I don't know where you went, man. You was talking about water and Coke.
Oh, no. I was saying that if you're running, honestly, player goes down.
Yep.
And they go, these people that watch the game, only watch it because you're watching it, like say they're in the same room as you and they hate it, mm-hmm. in the pub. And they're like, look at that. Like, say Gareth Bale's running,
mm-hmm.
gets tackled, gets lunged at, falls on the floor. He's on the floor, looking up at the sky, going, ah, wincing a little bit. Because mm-hmm. he's been kicked in the fucking leg.
Yeah.
Right, which
it's,
hurts.
It's feeling the pain.
Come
man.
Over here, I'll kick you in the leg. It fucking hurts.
No, don't.
Right, it's not going to hurt for long, but it's that initial moment, isn't it?
Yep.
He's laying on the floor, and it postpones the game for what? I don't know, a minute.
Yep.
They say, oh, get up, you pansy. No. Do you know why they shouldn't get up straight away? Because they've been running non-stop for fucking half an hour. Yeah, rugby players do not run stop for half an hour. You watch rugby and all the times it stops and they get the penalty. You see these big blokes out of breath, hands on their hips, having a bit of a rest. Like, oh, come on, line up, boys. Yeah. And you think, they're having their rest. A football player can't just sort of, like, pass the ball, stand there and go, do you know what? Just going to have a quick rest here because they've got to keep going. It's fast-paced.
I think what it
let
is...
Let them have their break.
Yeah, with things like with rugby, if someone gets injured, then the physios and that can run on the pitch and the play will continue while the physios attending to the injured player. So they'll carry on playing the game around them.
Yeah.
There's no extra time, so it's just 40 minutes straight. But I think for rugby players, they deserve to have that breather when it comes to penalty kicks and stuff, because when you're in a ruck and shit like that and tackling each other and it's just... You try wrestling someone and just holding someone for, you know, a period of time. It's fucking tough, man. It takes all the wind out of your lungs. But
it may sound like I'm moaning, but I like rugby. What did you say? You said you didn't. No, I didn't say that.
So
but
I
like
rugby.
Is it? No, the thing, I like rugby, but I love football. There's a difference. You can hear my cat. My cat's one of the coming.
Yeah,
I
can hear cats.
I'll let him in a minute once he behaves.
Yeah.
Fucking animals. Fucking crazy motherfuckers. Don't get animals, people.
Don't.
Just eat them. Not your animals.
Yeah.
Not pets. Don't eat pets.
No, don't eat pets. That's what Chinese do.
So, where were we going with the rugby versus football discussion?
Don't know, man. You started it. I was talking about tackling you.
Oh, fuck it. Played a little... You a F1 fan? You like your Formula 1 one?
If it's on, then, and there's, you know, and I'm tired after football, there's a chance I'm not going to be doing very much. I'll just sit on the sofa and I will watch it. But I do think I'll get to the end of it and I'm like, well, was it really entertaining enough?
Do you sit there and go, get up, you puff?
Yeah.
The pussy's going.
Just got into a wall, car's upside down on fire.
Yeah.
Get up, what are you doing?
I've seen bigger crashes down south end.
Some bigger fires in bins. No, I will if it comes on. I mean, it was about 2 years ago. I had a pretty bad injury, so I didn't play for about 6 months. So every Sunday,
it's a life for anyone.
Joe used to come around. Yeah, man, I could have had my head amputated.
Did it ruin your career?
Yeah, which would be decapitated.
What?
Not amputated. My head.
You can amputate someone's head.
That'd be decapitating.
But decapitates when it happens. You're going to decapitate someone.
You cut off their head.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. What does amputate mean?
It'd be a limb.
Oh, okay.
Your
head looks like a limb.
What, an arm?
A fucking bean.
Yeah.
Barely.
The beans look like limbs.
Billy Barlow.
If someone said, oh, wow, I like your beans. What are you talking about? My arms or my legs?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah. But when I couldn't walk, Joe used to come around on a Sunday because I weren't playing football, so I would I'd cook up a roast dinner and I'd watch the Formula One. I don't think Joe was that much of a fan, but
no,
it's all right. I prefer the MotoGP. That's more entertaining. There's more overtakes.
Two wheels, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and the roads, you know, obviously the bikes are slimmer, so there's more overtakes throughout the whole race. Loads of overtakes. But
look cool
Formula One is...
Reminds me of that scene in Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle.
I've never seen it.
They're doing the old MotoGP stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I've got to move this cat now, because this cat's now making noises.
He's got some...
Oh, now it's purring. Now it's purring. Jumping around like a motherfucker. Sorry, listeners.
I will watch it, but it is that thing where I get to the... Oh, he could have shot then.
Who are you talking about?
The goalkeeper.
Stick to the story.
Sorry, the goalkeeper.
What's going on? No one knows what they're talking about. What's happening?
Oh, hit the post.
Oh, you're talking about saying that no one cares about. No one knows what you're talking about, Bill. Stick with the programme.
Right.
People, you got this right.
Okay. You just started talking about beans being amputated.
Podcast 101 with you, right?
Yep.
The listeners are not in the room with you,
yep.
So they can't see what you're looking at.
Can I commentate? Right, so, I won't. You know, I'll get to the end of the race and I think, was that really, worth watching?
No.
And, I'll wait up and I'm like, no.
I like
really.
Highlights.
Not really. Highlights of any sports is entertaining. You only show the good shit.
Especially if you don't like that sport.
Yeah.
Some of it has a little package.
I had fun.
Is it really a sport, though, everyone? It's competitive.
It's a motor sport, isn't it?
It's competitive,
yeah, so it's...
It's competitive, but what I don't like about F1 is the fact that what they do is they have these two races, because you race one car. If you have two people in a car, like a passenger and a navigator and a driver, that'd be cool. Well, yeah. I understand that. That's good. And they take
and
they take it in turns each week. Right, you navigate this week.
Yeah.
And like a couple arguing. That I'd want to see that. Do you know what I mean? Turn left. You didn't say turn left. Oh, well, you weren't listening at the 13th bend.
So you want a couple of drama queens in a reality TV show racing cars around a track.
Gay F1
race. You want a gay.
No, but, okay. So you got these two people in a team. So you got, I don't know, what was it? Last year you had Jenson Button, Lewis Hamilton in McLaren.
Yep.
Hamilton's now moved on
to Mercedes. Braun.
Yeah, and you got Vettel and Webber and Red Bull. They're the two favourites, aren't they? Red Bull.
Yes, Red Bull's the top team at the moment.
And but what I get, you put in a sport where only one person can win a race.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they go, oh, number one, you can come first as well, even though you were behind him. It doesn't count that way.
There's a first or a second.
There's a first, second, third. It goes in that order.
And then no one really cares about the rest.
Exactly. So technically, it's a one-man sport, really.
Yeah.
But no, they put them as a team. Well, you're with Webber. So you need to get points as him.
Yeah.
And then it creates problems like it did at the Malaysian Grand Prix, just gone.
Yeah.
Where Mark Webber was out in front. He was going to win. His team on the radio saying to Sebastian Vettel, who was like a world champion loads of times, he's like one of the best racers out there. They said, yeah, don't overtake him. And like, Mac in his head, he's thinking, fuck off.
Yeah.
I can overtake him. I'm going to do it. And he overtook him. And then he got told off for it.
Yeah, and then he had to let Vettel past him again. It's
Vettel won, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, what it was, and Webber had to let Vettel past him.
Yeah.
What it is because they think that over the course of the season, right, Vettel will be the strongest driver, right, throughout the whole season.
So
teams worry this much now that they could get to the end of the season and lose by 3 points, and then now look back through the races and be like, well, shit, he finished behind his teammate in that race. If we had let him pass, then points, he would have been a world champion. So,
I don't like
So it's about having a first driver and a second driver. Webber's good, but Vettel is the better driver, but they need someone else to fight out.
Who's going to win?
You seen like Talladega Nights?
But that's different because they're just going round and round.
Yeah,
and
but
round.
It's protecting another driver. So
but you're not allowed to like get in front of people. I've seen
but you can
where
hold
Lewis
them up.
Hamilton's decided to be because Lewis Hamilton can fucking drive, but he does if Lewis Hamilton was in Hollywood movies, the story of his life, it'd be like, oh, he's like Tom Cruise on Top Gun.
Yeah.
Man, you're dangerous.
Yeah.
You're a dangerous driver. That's what they say about Lewis Hamilton. And he does his fucking cool moves, and he does it, and they have a go at him. They're like, you can't drive like that.
He's being reckless.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is.
Really?
It's because
you're already going at 120 miles an hour. Do not go 122.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck off.
Let everyone
have it out.
It's about, I don't know if it's about safety and that, obviously looking after other people on track, but, if you can hold down a racing line.
Do you know what? If it's all about safety.
Cut it all off. Yeah, get rid of
40,
it.
40 mile per hour limit, like they do on lorries.
Yeah.
Right, they can only go a certain amount. Once they hit that, that's it, cruise control.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine watching that. 62 laps of these cars going at 40 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they hit 40, they can't go any faster.
No,
they just go round and round. It'd be fucking shit, and people would stop paying, and then it'd go away. And then people would start watching football again.
That would be about as exciting as one of them little toy train sets you had as a kid.
I never had a toy train set.
You didn't have a little toy train set that was made out of wood, yeah? That had little magnets at the front and the back that used to connect the carriages.
Yeah, I do.
You did have one of them, yeah, of course! That's the, you know, and that, you put that it all cool. together. No, but it's not entertaining, is it, really?
I was entertained.
You'd be looking at your older brother like, motherfucker's got Sky Electrics over there. Yeah, he won't let me play
off a track.
He won't let me play with that.
That's like Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Coming off the track.
Flying off.
Motherfucking shit, man. But yeah, so Vettel got told off for doing that.
Yeah.
Made me laugh. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you shouldn't do that. As if Vettel actually cares.
No, but he's going to get away with it.
He apologised in public. He probably went home that night. Mm-hmm. Fucking stinking of champagne because they spray it all over each other after they win.
Sex with his supermodel girlfriend.
Yeah, counting his money and just going.
I'm still world champion.
Fucking Aussie bastard.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to let him win. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I don't know.
There's going to be friction.
Just want to see him say, "No, there's no one or two. So just go out there and win. If you beat him, you beat him. If you beat him, you beat him. Somehow you're still Red Bull."
I think it's why. I think if that's going to be the case, then I think it's going to make motorsports a bit more entertaining.
It's not
because
I'm just saying it, Bill. It's not actually going to happen.
Yeah, no, but
don't put it down as words. Don't believe everything I say.
No, what I mean
is I lie a lot.
Yeah, what I mean
I'm a compulsive liar.
If people
stop interrupting me, I'm talking to you.
You're not saying anything constructive at all. Right. So if you know all these drivers, because they have two on each in each team. If there's two good drivers, there's always got to be a number one driver. And neither one of two good drivers
never
is going to
be
number
two,
are they? So they're going to go elsewhere. Like,
who does number two work for?
Hamilton's gone somewhere else. And he's going to make that team good. So maybe Webber will go to someone else like Sauber and, you know, do well there. And then there could be seven or eight teams battling for, you know, just chopping and changing places. I think it could be entertaining. It needs to be, because I wouldn't be happy if I was number two and I got told, let him pass. Like, fuck you, man. It's podium.
Yeah, fuck I'm going to play rugby.
It's your profession, man. So if you was in the Champions League final and you got told, let this penalty in.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's my son-in-law taking that. Let him score for me.
Go on.
No, fuck off.
Or at the end of the season, it'll all work out fine, but just let this goal in.
Yeah.
No, it's not how it works.
No.
Stop telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know you pay my wages.
Cheating.
Yeah. But no.
Okay, all right. But, I forgot what I was going to say.
Don't put your thing too close to your mouth, Phil.
Just like rubbing it on my chin.
You do that, then you sound like you're like beatboxing. Now, don't hold it too far away.
Oh, fuck off. yeah.
What were we talking about?
Formula One in a nutshell.
And also, Hamilton, he drove into the wrong pit stop.
Oh, yeah, went straight to McLaren, didn't he? Yeah.
And then look at him like, you fucking idiot.
Did he whack it in reverse?
I mean, he just carried on going. probably hit somebody in the way out.
I'm going to have to watch that back. I'd like to see what happened to now the team and that. Reacted.
He laughed it off at the end of it, but then we were all laughing at him. But then he went home and had sex with Nicole Scherzinger. Mm. So,
or did he?
Who won that? Who won that day?
Yeah, treating he's allowed to have sex while he's
driving. That's a bit dangerous.
Not while he's driving, but
a bit very dangerous. Probably
She's in there in the car. She could be in the car.
Daddy can't fit. You can't fit one person in that car.
That'd make her fit. They'd be like, look, we've got a little compartment. That's why he went to Braun. He was like, look, can you fit a girl in the car? Yeah, okay, I'm in.
Not Nicole Scherzinger, she's quite big.
Is it safe? No. All right, that's not necessary. Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Yeah, chuck her in.
Someone can overtake me anyway, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just hang in the back. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm going to write this race off.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. But F1. Yeah, I'm still not convinced. Never going to be convinced about F1.
No. Like yeah, said, I'm on the fringes, so, you know.
No, I kind of look it up and go, and I report the news on it and tell people, and I'll keep up to date with what somewhat, but, yeah. Did you hear that Michael Owen's retired?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think he needs to.
Who's Michael Owen to any American listeners out there, or anybody who doesn't really follow football, or... just anybody out there that doesn't actually care, let's tell them.
He's a jockey that spent his life playing football.
No one will get that joke.
No, he's...
It's a joke that made you laugh, and then everyone else
was
like...
It did to me, man. Yeah. It was off the cuff. I thought, yeah, that's funny.
But he's like, I'm funny today.
Yeah, I'm really funny.
I'm fucking boom.
I woke up a comedian this morning.
A chameleon?
A chameleon, yeah. Come see me.
I see my for you.
Yeah, Michael Owen, he's played for England since he was 17 years old. He made his debut in about 98, I think, just before the World Cup. Scored a cracking goal against Argentina. Literally took it from the halfway line between three players.
YouTube it, people.
Stuck it in the back of the net. And then from then, you know, his career just sort of went up and up, and he was scoring loads of goals for Liverpool. Then he moved from Liverpool, he went to Real Madrid. I think he had 1 year there, 2 years maybe.
I think it might have been one year.
Scored a few goals, he got at least 20 goals playing for Real Madrid.
Hardly played though.
Yeah, he's a bit part player, same as Higuain, you know, at the moment.
Fabio Capello was a manager at that time.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Fucking hell.
It was just at a time when David Beckham was just falling out of favour with him.
Shit, yeah. It was, wasn't it? And then, yeah, he left Real Madrid, went to Newcastle, had 4 years there, and scored 17 goals, I think, in 4 years. I actually saw it come up on Sky Sports. I saw it come up the other day, and then he went to Newcastle, he went to United, had a couple of years there, and I think he scored, about 20 goals there at United, and then left and went to Stoke, and... Yeah, he has got to hang his boots up now because, you know, at a young age, he had this wicked pace.
He was fast as fuck.
He was a fucking dynamo.
One of them players that you latch a ball on and run after.
Oh,
it
God. Yeah, he was just too whippersnapper. Quick. He was tiny
whippersnapper.
But this is something we said, and I remember sort of not so much around 98 because I was only sort of, what was I, 14 myself. Well, but, yeah, but you sort of knew that he was a good player. He could score goals, but, you know, he relied on his speed a lot, you know, and... Once he lost that, then he's going to be struggling.
And better players.
Yeah, exactly. And better players coming in, playing less. You know, you're not match fit. So, yeah, he's sort of struggled to play football recently. And I'd hate to see him go down to another league. And I don't think he'll do that to himself.
No, I think it's just knees fucked.
Yeah.
Because he went from Newcastle to Man United.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a bit of a, like, take the money move.
Yeah, of course.
He could have gone somewhere else. But then he got injured there at Man United all the time. Kept getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, from Man United, they let him go and he went to Stoke. And that was like a...
Did not want to see him go to Stoke. I didn't see him in a Stoke shirt, actually.
He's played, like, two games.
Yeah,
scored one goal or something.
I haven't watched got enough injured. Match of the day to see it.
And he got injured and I think he just said, I've had enough, fuck it.
Staying up his boots.
Yeah.
And he's doing quite well in the horses. He owns a lot of horses. He's got.
Why do footballers own horses? Is it because they've got too much money to spend?
It's another way to, I think, to sort of like claim back tax and stuff like that. If they put their money into businesses, you know, a lot of footballers have different businesses and stuff like that.
Buy some property and rent it out.
Well, Michael Owen, that's all Robbie Fowler does. Robbie Fowler's got about 30 different properties.
Robbie Fowler owns, like, the Isle of Wight, I think.
Yeah, that's what he put his money to. And Michael Owen has bought an estate. So he's got his whole family living on an estate. I think he's bought houses for about seven or eight of his family members, and they all live on the same estate. Fuck, I thought that went in.
I was going to say, we're watching the England-Montenegro game at the same time as this, and I actually thought they scored then. And yeah, as we were calling this, obviously England are winning 1-0.
Mm-hmm. And, sort of going off the rail a little bit earlier, it was only because Rooney tried to lob the keeper from about 30 yards and hit the post. So that's
Rooney! What do you think of Rooney?
You know, he's...
Still one of the best players in England? English
players. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course he is.
You can't complain, really, can you?
You know, it's hard to...
Everyone does. Everyone sits on and has a go at him. Oh, he doesn't score enough goals. Oh, he doesn't do this. Oh, he gets sent off too much. Oh, he's fat.
We all like to be critics.
Yeah, we do. But you look at, like, Wayne Rooney and you think, nah, he's still one of the best players.
Yeah,
he's not even
that
old.
No, not at all.
I think he's our age, isn't
he? He's our age, yeah. He's the same age as us.
So he may need to just sort of step it up a little bit more, I'd say.
I think he needs to...
That mic on.
Yeah, I think he needs to perhaps ignore the critics, right, because he listens to it. He takes a lot of stick, right? Especially for England, in big games, he's never performed, right, in the big games when we've needed him. Okay, so it's all well and good. Playing against San Marino or tonight having a good game against these, which he is. But it's like, same as like Peter Crouch. Everyone used to... He had a great record for England, Peter Crouch.
Yeah, if you look at it on paper, it's amazing.
Yeah, he scored loads of goals in the appearances that he made, but they were all against small countries.
You know, teams.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. Yeah,
you know, England just beat San Marino the other day. 8-0.
8-0, yeah.
8-0. Anybody out in America that's listening to this, or anybody that doesn't really follow football, will understand that 8-0 in a football game...
This is a big result.
...is not really something that happens a lot.
Mm.
But then again,
this is Sunday League.
This was England playing San Marino, one of the worst teams in the world.
They've got San Marino have a population of 3,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Something like that. And it's right slap bang in the middle of Italy, isn't it?
It's the top of Italy, North Italy.
Surrounded by Italy. It's just like a little village. It's like the size of Chelmsford.
It's ridiculous. And the whole point at the bottom of it is that most of the players there, none of them are really professional footballers. You had plumbers, accountants, bank clerks.
One was a professional and he played Division 5.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
How did we only score 8 against them?
What are we doing this week, Bill? Friday.
It's Easter Friday, so we're going to go find some eggs in the garden. Egg Friday. We're going to get some eggs from Easter Bunny. We're making a movie. A movie, yes. Is this going out before Friday?
This is going out Thursday night.
You said to think about, oh, shit. Can I put it out before Friday?
Yeah,
I'll be Thursday.
I'll be going out Thursday. Yeah. Or maybe Friday. I don't know, depends on how, if I can bother to edit in time.
So, yeah.
Yes, what are we doing?
What are we doing on Easter Friday? We are...
Is it Easter Friday or just Good Friday?
It's good because you've got the day off.
Yeah, boy.
Right? But, you know, we're just celebrating Jesus' second birthday. Where he came alive in a cave.
He died on a Friday, didn't he? So, depressing Friday.
Well, you know...
Come back on a Sunday. And then fucked off again.
Well, so why do
we get the Monday off?
Yeah, so everyone spends the day being happy on Friday. Like, yeah, some motherfucker died. And then Sunday, we can all... I don't know. I might kill myself on Friday. And then can you go and put me in a cave somewhere?
Yeah, I can put you in the cave.
I need a magic cave.
I can put you in the cave.
Magic. The cave.
With all the strippers.
Oh, right. The stripping cave. No.
You wouldn't want to die, eh? Because then you'd just be a dead body in a cave. And
I'll be a dead body in a strip club.
At least if you're a dead body in a cave, you won't smell as bad as the prostitutes in there.
Mm. Yeah, don't take me to that cave. But take me to the magic cave, because these things do
exist.
Take
me to the cave.
Take me to the magic cave. It's written in
Where's
a book.
Where's the magic cave?
I don't know, man. It's written in a book. Speak of it in a book. The Bible.
Oh, right. I never read it.
It's an autobiography.
Of who?
Jesus and God. Yeah, and everyone that surrounded him, man. There's all these mythical creatures in there.
I want to hear Billy's recital. I want to see you read the Bible out loud.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never read it. I don't think I've ever read a passage.
A passage? How do you know there's passages in there?
Because, you know, you go down the walkway and then you turn left and then you go down the passage.
There you go, got a passage from John.
Yeah, that's where
3:16. But, we're making a movie, Bill.
We are. What's it about, Adam?
I'm not going to tell everyone.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a secret.
Ah, but, so, okay, you're just dropping that. All right, what are we talking about next?
That's Mr. AG, the Angry Ginger from 7 Days to Geek podcast, part of the Podcast Network. He is. He's never angry. I've never heard him get angry in a podcast, ever.
So why is he the angry ginger?
I don't know. Apparently he does get angry, or he's got an angry side. Everyone's got a fucking angry side.
I'm angry. I'm an angry fool. Okay, so he's done... What's he done?
It's a make a movie in a week.
Okay, so we're doing it in a day.
Well, I've got to edit it, haven't I?
Okay.
So he's sitting there and saying, like, making a day. You're making a movie in a day. I'm spending a week editing it together.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting it up, putting music on it, messing around with it, camera stuff. I'm doing all the direct.
Hope I'm a better actor than I'm a...
How do you think you're going to be?
Person.
Are you nervous?
Shit. No, I'm not nervous, but I know me. I'll just sort of...
It's a short film. Just letting everyone know. We're not making a 90-minute epic movie.
No, man.
It's a short film. It's like no budget.
It's going to be a short epic movie.
Short epic. No, it's not even going to be epic. It's just going to be a short movie.
Oh.
Short film.
Movie.
Not even a movie. A movie makes it sound like it's like an action film or something.
Yeah.
No, this would be a film.
Yeah, it's a little production.
A film. A short film. And yeah, you're going to act in it. And Marcus?
And Marcus and Ash. And Ash as well.
So you're not nervous? I'm going to be in it.
Not really. I'll probably just take some drugs before we do it. 9:30 in the morning. Give me the crack.
LSD.
Give me where's that pipe?
I'll just still be doing that. This is Billy on drugs. This is Billy's brain on drugs. That's going to be good. And then hopefully it'll be out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you think he'll put it out that quickly?
Well, yeah, because he's put it on, like, I I think it's like the 7th it finishes or something of April or something along them lines.
How many other people were involved?
Involved? I know about another 10 other people.
Yeah.
I think.
Is it going to be a premiere?
No, we're all going to go on the website, though.
Is it a premiere or a premiere?
Premiere.
Would English people say premiere?
Premiere. Yeah, because it's not premiere.
No, because it's got an E after it, isn't it?
Yeah, premiere.
Premiere,
but it's premiere. You're going to see the premiere of that film?
I learned how to spell.
Did you?
Read. Yeah.
Premiere. I don't know, now I'm just saying it. The words lost all meaning. you keep saying it. I was like, no idea what that word means now. Premiere.
So is there going to be a showing?
No, it's just going to go up on YouTube and then
we're
going to keep it all finished and then launch them all at the same time.
Big launch, yeah.
It's going to be like a launch when they all get launched and everyone can go and watch them.
Yeah.
And it should be fun. I mean, I don't know how it's going to work. He's organising the motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
We're just making a movie and having a laugh of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not a podcaster. I'm a filmmaker.
You are a filmmaker, yes.
That's it.
We're going to make a movie. We're
going to make a movie.
I might drink.
You can have a drink.
Think it'll help.
Yeah.
We're going to be there a while. But then I've got to
drive. Don't drink too much.
I've got to drive that night.
Oh, no, don't then. Can't drink and drive.
No.
Do you think you are? So I've got a fool.
I'll get a train.
No. Get a train.
Fuck it, I won't drink.
You can't drive a train.
I can drive a train drunk. What are you talking about? If I got drunk, I could find a train and I could drive it. It might not move,
who's going to stop me?
I could pretend.
Yeah. Well, if you're moving and it feels like it's moving.
Yeah.
Just walk backwards. It's moving! No, you're just rolling down the carriage, you're drunk.
Bastard. Why, if a train is moving, yeah, and you jump as high as you can in the air, do you land in the same spot?
I don't fucking know.
Come on, man. I want to know the physics that surrounds that question.
I don't know.
Why do you not, why does the train not keep moving and you just sort of go back about 5 yards or whatever? Depending on how high you jump. What? No, because you're going to jump, right, but the train's going, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I know what I'm saying, yeah. But it's not going fast enough.
Come on, man.
And
what about an aeroplane? They're doing fucking, they're getting speed.
Yeah, but you only jumped in the air for not a second, not even that.
Ah, but if an aeroplane is going at 300 miles an hour.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. So you worked that out, how far they're going per second.
Bill, I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's talk about sports.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, come on. What? There's a method behind my madness, yeah? Now, I want, if there is a physicist listening, I very much doubt it. But if you know the answer to that question, please let me know. I'm sure the blimey, he might know.
Oh, he fucking knows it.
Explain.
It's just Wikipedia.
Oh, right. I'm going to go and do that then.
So, Bill.
Ed.
That's it.
I'm done.
End of episode 16.
16.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something.
No.
You're like, 16?
16.
Yes, it's been It's Not Soccer Podcast episode 16. 1-6. Yes. It's legal now.
It's legal.
we're now a legal podcast.
Look at Ed, you've been eyeing this one up, haven't you? You've been waiting for it to hatch.
We got through. we got through it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's taken us this long to get to episode 16. We're doing this podcast for over a year.
It feels like it's taken less time to get to 16 here, though, than it did to 16 of the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I thought about that a couple of days ago. I thought we was on like 13, 14, but
no.
And it's gone quite quickly for me. I think it was only recently where we've caught up.
Oh yeah, because we've
gone back 6 months.
We're now weekly now.
If we used to go back 6 months, we was probably only on number 2, 3.
Yeah.
Well, episode 3 with Huey.
Last summer was Huey, wasn't it?
Yeah, so that was episode 3 and about...
3 and 4, and then...
August time, something like
August,
that.
Bank holidays, when we did 5 and 6 on the Google Hangout.
Car!
Car! And then we did a couple more. And then we did a Christmas one on that.
And he said, car!
Car!
So we got pretty fucking drunk.
We did get fucking drunk. It was so funny. You can watch that on YouTube. Still 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unedited. It's just us chatting shit. And do you know what the best bit of that is? And it was totally unscripted. Not saying we script anything, but it was out of the blue. Mm-hmm. What happened? We were recording, and then we said goodbye, but we didn't even get to say goodbye because it cut out.
motherfuckers.
And if you watch your Google Hangout, right at the end, it kind of says something random like, oh, there's a technical difficulty, they'll be back in a minute or something. Like,
and then it's none.
And then we just kind of went, yep. Oh, right, that's done. Right, see you later, guys. And we just shut off, and Dave and Corey left.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think I went to the toilet, and you're sitting there and playing your phone, sitting in front of the camera still, and literally as I walk in, the camera comes back on. And I sit down, you didn't notice it wasn't on. And then I'm sort of looking at the computer, and I didn't realise it was off, and I just said, oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, that's a good one. And you're like, yeah, we enjoyed that one. Yeah, we enjoyed it. I said, yeah, nice one, yeah. And I think I go to press, like, I'm just about to press, like, end, and you just go, nice one, Ed. That is a brilliant ending.
Oh, shit, I think...
Nice one, Ed. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. I want you back. You can, like, pat me on the back, because I don't know what it's all about, because I'm so drunk.
That's fucking teamwork. We're the best of friends.
But yeah, no, now we're like episode 16 where we're struggling to fucking even talk.
No, I think we're doing alright. We're staying more sober, these ones.
Well, I don't really get drunk in any podcast now.
Staying more sober? We're getting less pissed.
We're not drinking as much now, but I don't really drink in my podcast anyway.
I kind of
got out of that habit.
I do. Well, saying that, on the way home tonight, driving back from work, I was like, I'm not going to drink tonight. I want to be sober. I got home, had a shower. I'm gonna be sober. I'm not gonna drink. I don't need to drink tonight. Got dressed. I'm not gonna drink tonight. I don't need to drink tonight. I don't really fancy a drink. Well, I rolled a little cigarette for the walk up to Adams. Oh, I'm gonna go this way so I can smoke my cigarette. So I went Molsham Street way. Walked past Tesco's. I'm gonna go and get a bottle of wine. So I just went in a bottle of wine. So at the last hurdle, I was like, fuck it, grab it.
Yeah.
There's no going back once you pass Tesco's, Bill. There's no going back once you go past Tesco's.
Every other shop's closed.
Yeah, you're stuck, man. What are you going to do? I'm going to get some wine.
Wine? And he bought the wine over there.
Yeah, so we're drinking wine out of our... Would these be wine tankards?
They are wine tankards.
Yes.
Will got these.
They're nice. They're like medieval wine glasses. I feel like I should be eating chicken and pork off the bone and throwing apples and shit at women.
Peasants.
With... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Women. Peasants. As you do.
What did you do? I just threw a coat. Well, was that a couple of peasants?
Yeah.
I mean women.
Yeah,
I mean peasants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. But you know, I think we got done alright. Got episode 16 quite well.
Yeah.
Doing alright now with the show. I think people are starting to understand that it's a sports comedy show, which if you want to know a bit about sports, you can listen to me about sports.
We'll talk a little bit. I think we talked more about sports today than we do normally.
Well, we do. Because
or more constructively.
We like to talk about sports because there are people out there that like the sports talk.
Yeah.
But we keep saying sports, sports, sports. It's mainly football.
Yeah.
It's not soccer, it's football.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And what it is what it is.
This is the difference, right? I like to say we're a sports comedy and like with the odd cast, we're a comedy podcast and that.
Yeah.
But
do you want to make a serious one?
I never intend, when I go to record, I never come with jokes prepared.
No,
I never intend
that's
to be really funny, like go, yeah. I've got this joke, yeah. I've got this anecdote, I've got this story. So even your stories, you don't kind of sit there and go, right, I'm going to think about the funniest story. You just kind of just tell a story that you would tell me down the pub.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of just off the cuff, it's banter, it's on the spot. And I'm not saying that we're geniuses, there's some episodes which are probably not funny at all. Mm-hmm. People will be listening going, in love once.
Yeah, then.
But,
well, you know, it's about,
I don't
judge you.
I don't aim to do that. Mm-hmm. It's like with the Oddcast podcast. It only occurred to me the other day that it's a comedy show now.
Yeah.
It only occurred to me. I'm sitting there talking.
Oh, it has been.
It never occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've always assumed it's an entertainment podcast.
Where
we talk about entertainment stuff and pop culture and little stories and that. And then it would occur to me, I thought, hang on, I think we have I'm part of a comedy show.
Yeah.
Because we're all coming out of one-liners.
Yeah.
Not saying we're scripting them, but they're coming off the cuff because of the banter between the three of me, Ash and Will.
Yeah.
And it kind of scared me a little bit.
It scared you? You got scared where you felt pressure?
I felt a bit pressured. I thought, does that mean I have to be funny?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say this, I don't think I'm that funny.
Yeah.
I honestly don't.
Mm.
I know people will sit there, no, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. I like to think I can be funny. but I don't think I am funny.
No, saying I hate laughing at my own jokes.
I laugh at my own jokes all the time, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know, but is it how irritating?
You know.
No, that's why I do it as well. No. Stop fucking laughing, man.
I would laugh at my own jokes all the time because I don't think I'm that funny. And I think if I say something, I think that was quite funny. And I start laughing. I think I try to make people laugh because I'm laughing. Because this is right. I've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I try to tell a joke, whether it's on a podcast or down the pub or at work or something, and it's a joke I know, like this is funny, I'm going to tell you a story, and I tell them, it never works, it goes flat, never get a response. People look at me as if I'm about to say more.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way I say it, I don't know.
It,
but then if I just come out of a comment,
yeah,
like so you say something and I come out and say it really quickly,
yeah,
without thinking, it gets a big laugh.
It's easier to bounce off pisses someone me else off. Because if you're starting to tell a story, it's hard to. If you've seen something and it makes you laugh, it's hard describing something and then getting other people to laugh as well.
That's the problem I find. But I hope people.
I prefer off the cuff stuff, to be honest. I think it shows someone's true personality.
So like, if someone actually come up to, like, tweeted at us and said, your show's not actually that funny.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
I'd go and stab him in the face.
I'd be like, okay. Do you want me to, what do you want me to do?
I'm laughing, but I actually mean it. I will come and stab you in the face.
But I kind of thought, what do you want me to do? It's not funny. It's not funny. I mean,
yeah, don't listen then. But, you know, I don't think.
It's a free podcast. I'm not paying. Yeah. You're not paying me. The problem with
Twitter is people do have that option to be blunt about stuff and just say it how it is.
Vocally negative.
You know, but everyone's entitled to their own opinion. If you don't find if you don't find something funny or whatever, then you're going to avoid it. You stay away from it. So, you know, that's why, you know, I'm quite selective in what TV programs I watch or whatever. I could watch one thing and be like, yeah, that wasn't that funny. Bluestone 42, is that? That was on TV at the moment?
I have no idea what
there's a program on at the moment about people in Afghanistan. Soldiers in Afghanistan. Bomb disposal unit.
Okay? Is it supposed to be a comedy?
It's supposed to be a comedy, yeah. And Joe put it on record. He was like, let's have a little look. Let's give it a little look, see what it's like. And, I watched it, and it is obviously like real life as well, because they're playing people that do this job for a living, and people are doing it right now as we speak. It weren't funny at all. I think I've watched two episodes. I watched the first one, I was like, that was shit. I was like, that was really fucking shit. I probably smiled, smiled at a joke.
That's because you were thinking about something else. That made you laugh.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I said something funny in my head. I was like, that would have been a better line. No. Oh, yeah. I watched it, I was like, no, that's not funny. But I thought, I'll give it another go. And I was like, no, that's not funny. I'll probably go and give it another go because, you know what? I'll give it a go.
I mean, it's only because I call this show a sports comedy show, because I have listened to sports podcasts.
So now you labelled it.
And they're very straight. They're very straight and they're very serious. And they give you all the news about it. And they don't make jokes.
Yeah.
If they want to talk about fucking Mark Wyatt retiring, they won't make a joke about his leg. Do you know what I mean? They just tell you. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm getting information.
You're not making this very fun.
Yeah, we give out information and
Montenegro just hit the post.
We just sit there and go, tell a funny story about you falling over.
I try to find something funny in everything I see.
That's
though.
What I do though.
Yeah.
But so, it's not because I'm
I like to be a critic.
Talking about it now, I'm digging a hole or making it sound worse, but
no.
I don't know.
No, not at all. But I like to see the fun side of anything really, you know. If you can't laugh at something, as terrible as it may be, you know, someone could pass away, right, that you is really close to you. But unless you remember a good thing about them and, or something they said or their personality or whatever, unless you can laugh about that, then, you know, that is going to be, it's going to be traumatising anyway, you know, it's going to be hard work, but you got to make it easy for yourself. So it's all well and good. That's why I don't watch the news, I ain't going to lie to you, but if I see something, I like to take the piss. It's just my nature, okay? So, yeah, shit gets me down, but, you know, you just got to pick yourself up and laugh at other shit. Laugh at the bad shit. That's what it is.
Fair enough. So, that's the end of the podcast. I hope everyone got that.
Yes. There's a message in there somewhere.
Somewhere. It's somewhere between water and Coke. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that.
But yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can at Barker Podcast. You want to follow Billy on Twitter, you can at.
We are Coke, though. That's what we are. We're not water, we're Coke. Bilo 66.
And you can follow the show at Not Soccer Pod. Are you ever going to tweet from that?
That's where we are. Huh?
Not Soccer Pod.
Not Soccer Pod?
Yeah, you ever going to tweet from it?
Do I what?
Going to tweet from it.
Am I going to tweet from it?
Yeah.
I'll tweet from it. Yeah. You going to give me that shit?
What? I thought I gave you the login data.
No, no, not that one.
I gave you Moviecom, didn't I?
You gave me Moviecom,
which
but...
we don't do anymore.
What?
I'm on Negro, just this, equalised.
This, yeah? This yeah. Password on this motherfucker wants to be good.
Why would you think it is?
Well...
Oh, no. I just thought that, if I could say it.
I know what the last one was.
People will be like, oh, I'm just going to log in. Shit. And don't fucking give clues away now, actually.
Oh, it's a game of fucking... It's a fucking pinball table
what
in a fucking...
Oh, you're talking about...
Right, that there's one shot, there's a head. Right, and then the geezer pulls it back. As another poke, it's deflected. As another poke, it's deflected. As another poke, goes in. Four shots from a corner. Literally, edge of the 6-yard box. Four shots. Fourth one goes in. Why is it not fucking defended? Yeah? Where's Smalling? Where's Cahill? Is Cahill playing? I don't care. Where's the defence? There you go. Podcast out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Mewes is going to tell you about the Unsocial Network.
The Unsocial Network is a group of high school friends who are now in their early 30s and have finally decided to follow their dreams of making people laugh or grossing them out. Join your host Chris and his revolving cast of not so ready for internet podcasters, Ben, Pete, Matt, Coltrane, Sarah, as they talk unedited and uncensored about all the important things in life, pop culture, current events, and giving their unique take on the latest
pop
viral videos.
Pop and poop culture are covered?
Yes. We'll want to chime in on a topic we are talking about. Play a game with us like Back to the Future trivia, 80s pop culture trivia, or participate in a game of Would You Rather or What If? Well, then join us through Skype. You can download, subscribe, and rate our podcast on iTunes or email us at theunsocialnetwork@hotmail.com.
Listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.